How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Start. 'Twas the Savior's loving kindness overcame and won my heart. Many say that I'm too noisy, but I'll tell you the reason why. If they only felt the glory, they would shout as well as I. Swelling river, like a warrior, I shall come. Then I mean to shout salvation and go singing glory home. I'm a soldier bound for glory. I'm a soldier going home. Story, all who love the Savior come. I love Jesus, hallelujah. I love Jesus, yes I do. I love Jesus, He's my Savior. Jesus smiles and loves me too. I'm a soldier bound for glory. I'm a soldier going home. Come and hear me tell my story. All who love the Savior come.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Breaking news, Colin Powell, 84 years old, fully vaccinated, has died of COVID. The dystopian agenda of the vaccine police gets exposed as fully vaccinated Colin Powell dies from COVID. But it's not just Colin Powell. In fact, the wheels are starting to come off the whole vaccine bus as the science is now exposing the whole sorry mess. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. On this episode of the Prophecy News Podcast, we are following the science, and the actual science shows us a starkly different picture from what the New World Order has been spoon-feeding us on the subject of the efficacy of the mRNA COVID vaccine, side effects, and adverse reactions. For many months now, they have tried to keep hidden the truth about COVID death rates, telling us that the vaccines will keep us safe, but nothing of the kind is the actual truth. In dystopian Australia, they are now telling their fully vaccinated citizens to, quote, go out and catch COVID, end quote, to boost their immune systems. What the? Man, that's crazy. Join us today on the Prophecy News Podcast, where the truth will always make you free. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for every good and perfect gift which comes from above. We thank you, Lord, for the NTEB family across America and around the world. And, we just so appreciate the fellowship and the thousands of like-minded people who come together to lift you up, Father God. Today we celebrate birthdays. We celebrate Bruce's birthday and Marilyn's birthday today. And we come before you, Father God, and Kentucky Jeffrey says, pray that my employer lets me take 2 days off without any vacation time to come down to St. Augustine on November 20th and spread the gospel of the grace of God. He says, that would be like putting a whole package of Oreos out there and saying I can't have any. So Kentucky Jeffrey wants us to pray him down here on November 20th. Marie Comfort says, prayers for Brother Walt in Haiti, where some missionaries in Haiti have been kidnapped. Char said, prayers for a friend of mine. Her son overdosed and is fighting for his life. That is so sad. Lifeboat VM says, please pray for my son Jordan's salvation. I'm putting Jordan on the list right now. And that list includes Sarah, Rebecca Jacobs, Greg and Melissa Price, Glenn Clark, Cheyenne, Bridget, Tony, and Matthew, Trevor, Derek, Adam, and Jordan. And we pray that salvation, that these souls will get saved. We pray for Sammy in South Africa, 14 years old and battling leukemia. Harmon's son Michael with pancreatic cancer. Clayton Perry healing from cancer. Jesse Spurlock and Betsy Markovich. Jerry Rogalski, all dealing with cancer on some level right now. Leanne Kreit says, please pray for my husband Paul, who had a heart attack and is recovering, but very slowly. Shannon says, please pray for my friend Dale. He is in the hospital with a burst intestinal abscess. Elizabeth has an unspoken prayer. Suzanne Wood, battling depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, pancreatitis. Jeanette's mom has an unspoken. Dana's husband has a lot of medical issues and needs prayer. May Samuels needs a healing. We pray for pastors John Reed, Danny, and Arnell in the Philippines. Pastor Fojon in Vietnam. We pray for our street preachers. Jeffrey in Ohio. Kyle in Baton Rouge. Mike Hensel in Ohio. Joshua Gaskins in Chesterfield, Virginia. Warren Werner Bukes of Vancouver, Canada. Marie in Philly. And Paul and Peggy Caulfield in Toronto, Canada. And God, we thank you, Lord. Even though this is a podcast, this is not a Bible study, we thank you so much, Lord, that like-minded believers always want to call on you in everything we do. And that's a blessing to me, God, and that encourages me. So for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, meet with us today, Father God. Set us free. Give us the truth. And we just thank you and praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Whew! My mind is going a mile a minute. On my way here, I was held up in traffic by a moving van. Didn't think I was going to get here on time. And I need a minute to decompress and get my focus back. So we're going to wish a happy birthday to Bruce and Marilyn, whose birthdays were yesterday. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's the day that you were born. It's the day your mama brought you home.
Happy birthday. All right, let's get on with the program today. We got a lot to talk about. It's sad, and we should be praying for the family of Colin Powell. At one time was a Republican, then he went over to the other side, but politics really don't mean anything when you're talking about life and death. And it's sad that Colin Powell died today, and I was saddened to hear the news. But then while I was reading that news, it made me really mad. And why did it make me mad? Because CNN, who broke the story, was not telling you that Colin Powell was fully vaccinated. That was something that they conveniently left out. And then within 20 minutes after they're posting their story, they got hammered on Twitter, and then they were forced to go back and add into the story that, yes, Colin Powell was fully vaccinated. But can you imagine if it was somebody that famous and that well-known in American politics who died of COVID that was unvaccinated? Can you imagine what the headlines would say? It would be brutal. It would be relentless. you would have seen NPR, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. Don Lemon would be doing a live report. Rachel Maddow would be doing breaking news with a live feed. CNN would be beside themselves if somebody that famous who was unvaccinated died of COVID. But because the person who was so famous who passed away this morning was fully vaccinated, they don't want to talk about that. You go to all these liberal news sites and you read about Colin Powell, and it's about 7 or 8 paragraphs about his accomplishments. And you got to really dig to find the part where it says that fully vaccinated Colin Powell died of complications of COVID. And this plays into everything that we've been talking about. And I have some incredible audio for you today. I have some statistics from the European Journal of Epidemiology, where they prove conclusively that the countries with the highest rate of COVID outbreaks are also the countries that have the highest rate of COVID vaccinations. I am on ncbi.nim.nih.gov right now, and I'm going to put the link into the chat room. This is an article entitled, "Increases in COVID-19 are unrelated to the levels of vaccination across 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the United States." Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to let that kind of settle into your mind. And I want you to understand that, you know, the liberals are always talking about follow the science and follow the science. But they're not following the science, because the science says, and I'm going to play this clip for you in just a minute. The science says that we're having a pandemic of the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. Every single legitimate university research lab in America and in Europe, they all say that where you have the highest vaccination rates, you are going to have the highest COVID rates. That's the science. Why aren't they telling you that? I want you to listen to this clip. COVID surges among the most vaccinated communities, says Harvard study. So I want you to join with me for a few minutes this morning. And I want to follow the science. We're going to hear from the European Institutes of Epidemiology. We're going to hear from the National Institutes of Health. And we're going to hear from Harvard. And they're all telling you something different than what Anthony Fauci is telling you. You remember Anthony Fauci, right? Did you know that Disney Plus just launched a biography of Anthony Fauci? And it has been brutally rejected by the streaming society. 100-to-1 dislikes to likes on YouTube. On YouTube, it's gotten approximately 2,600 likes. It's gotten nearly 30,000 dislikes. Take a listen to this little clip.
When I think about my dad growing up, I certainly think about that seriousness. But very few people get to see him. He's funny, weird, and really playful.
God help us. In 1981, HIV/AIDS was evolving rapidly and frighteningly. There was anger at the government's response.
When you got sick, you were gone fast.
Affecting you now.
Yeah.
Why?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
COVID
hit,
you feel bad
became
when you
this target.
My dad said, we're going to get through this whole thing. And he held that.
You don't do it because you want to make money. You don't do it for the glory. You do it because you care.
When you're involved in a race to stop a horrible disease, you always feel you're not doing things quickly enough.
So there's the 61-second trailer from Disney Plus. Anthony Fauci, and we didn't mess with the music, we didn't mess with the editing. What you heard was the actual trailer to Disney Plus's new biography called Fauci. And the main clip in that doesn't talk about COVID. And I'll get to this European study in just a minute, but this clip from Disney Plus that has been disliked so many tens of thousands of times, and Anthony Fauci is trying to work up a tear for all the people who died of HIV/AIDS in the 1980s and the early 1990s. Do you know why they died? Do you know why my brother died? With those people? Because they took a drug called AZT from a big pharma company called Burroughs Wellcome. And that drug killed over 250,000 people. So I find it very ironically disingenuous that Disney Plus on their trailer would try to get you to work up some sympathy for Anthony Fauci because of all the people that died of HIV/AIDS, never telling you that 250,000 of those people died of AZT toxicity, including my older brother. Makes you mad, doesn't it? I'm getting angry all over again. I gotta calm myself down. So here we have, and I just wanted to play that clip for you from Disney and to show you how intensely disliked Anthony Fauci is. Not because he's a liberal, not because he's a Democrat, not because he's pro-abortion, because he's a liar. He's just a big, fat liar. And everything he says is either a lie or a perversion of the truth. But getting back to COVID, shall we? COVID surging among the most vaccinated communities, says Harvard study. Take a listen to this.
So, you know, there's a vaccine mandate, right? So there's a Biden employer vaccine mandate could be finalized as early as next week. So the government is ordering private companies what to do with their own employees, right? So the government, I mean, I always thought that people used to say, oh, you can't, Facebook and Twitter get to censor because they're private companies. Okay, well, now the government's, anyway, so this is a mandate, right? Well, there's a paper out now. A study from Harvard. So there it is. It says increases in COVID-19 are unrelated to levels of vaccination across 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the United States. And there's the people who did the study, and it's printed in the European Journal of Epidemiology. It's also so there's from the Harvard Center of Population and Development Studies, Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences, Harvard Chan School of Public Health, Boston Med, and then the Turner Fenton Secondary School, Brampton, Ontario, Canada.
So I'll stop Jimmy Dore right there for a second. Did you hear all of the research facilities, universities, prestigious organizations like the European Journal of Epidemiology? Jimmy Dore just rattled off 6, 7, 8, 9 different high-level scientific places of research. And every single one of these scientific places, the cream of the crop of the scientific community, They are all saying the same thing. The more you vaccinate people, the higher the COVID rate is going to go. That's not what Anthony Fauci says. That's not what Joe Biden says. That's not what Nancy Pelosi says. That's not what Emmanuel Macron says. That's not what Boris Johnson says. That's not what the United Nations, the World Health Organizations have to say. They all want you to believe that the only reason why the COVID rate is dropping is because of the vaccines. But the science says the COVID rates are exploding among fully vaccinated people. Why is that?
So it's also this article's also been printed at the NIH.gov. There it is, okay? And that is the United States National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health. Okay, so this is something that the guys at The Intercept would look at and think it was crazy. They don't understand science. It's okay. So what does this study say? What did they find out? At the country level, there appears to be no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases. What? Huh? In fact, hold on to your hats. In fact, the trend line suggests that countries with higher percentage of population fully vaccinated have higher COVID-19 cases per 1 million people.
Now, that's something that Now the End Begins has been telling you for months now. Now the End Begins was one of the very first websites to report on the fact that in Israel, one of the two nations on the face of the earth that has the absolute highest number of citizens vaccinated per capita, Israel also has the highest COVID rates. We told you that 3 months ago. Nice to see that the people at Harvard, nice to see that the overly educated people at Harvard are finally catching up with little old Now the End Begins.
Uh-oh. Notably, Israel, with over 60% of their population fully vaccinated, had the highest COVID-19 cases per 1 million people in the last 7 days. The lack of meaningful association between percentage population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases is further exemplified, for instance, by comparison of Iceland and Portugal. Both countries have over 75% of their population fully vaccinated and have more COVID-19 cases per 1 million people than countries such as Vietnam and South Africa that have around 10% of their population fully vaccinated. Across the U.S. counties, too, there also appears to be no significant signaling of COVID-19 cases decreasing with higher percentages of population fully vaccinated. What? I was told this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Of the top 5 counties that have the highest percentage of population fully vaccinated, 99.9 to 84.3%, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, identifies 4 of them as high transmission counties. So counties that have that rate of vaccination are considered by the CDC counties that have high transmissions. Chattahoochee, Georgia, McKinley, New Mexico, and Arecibo, Puerto Rico counties have above 90% of their population fully vaccinated, with all 3 being classified as high transmission. Huh?
Now, I understand that Jimmy Dore is a comedian, and I understand that he goes to comedy clubs and does a fairly risque comedy routine, which we would never repeat here. I understand that Jimmy Dore is not a scientist or anything like that. But for the last 2.5 minutes, you've been listening to this comedian reading scientific statistics from scientific journals like the New England Journal of Medicine and the European Journal of Epidemiology and other places like that. You've been listening to this comedian telling you more truth than Anthony Fauci will tell you. Do you find it strange or odd that we live in a world where the stand-up comedians are telling you more truth than the government? Where the stand-up comedians are telling you more truth than the doctors? It's sad that Colin Powell died today. It's sad when anybody dies. And we pray for his family and the loved ones that that he left behind. We pray that before he died that he knew Jesus Christ as his Savior. I don't know if Colin Powell was saved or lost. I have no idea. I hope he was saved. And I hope that the loved ones that he left behind, I hope they're saved too. But Colin Powell died of COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated with the jab that they tell you that's the only thing that will save your life. That's the only thing that will keep you out of the hospital. That's the only thing. Blah, 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 blah. You see why I get so mad when we do these programs sometimes? I get mad because these people are lying to you. I know fully vaccinated people who have died. Personally, I know fully vaccinated people who have died. The VAERS website, tens of thousands of people writing in that their loved ones have died being fully vaccinated.
Conversely, of the 57 counties that have been classified as low transmission counties by the CDC, 26.3% have percentage of population fully vaccinated below 20%. So what I'm not a mass surgeon, and there's a lot of numbers here, but of the 57 counties that have been classified as low transmission, you would think those would be the counties that have the highest vaccination rates. But it turns out 26% of the low transmission counties have people less than 20% of their population fully vaccinated. So these are interesting numbers. The sole reliance on vaccination as a primary strategy to mitigate COVID-19 and its adverse consequences needs to be re-examined. Whoa. Again, this is printed in the European Journal of Epidemiology. It's also reprinted in the NIH.gov.
So here you have the science. Remember I told you at the start of this program that we were going to follow the science. So U.S. Cyber Command, who monitors all our broadcasts, and the Southern Poverty Law Center that monitors what we say and what we do. For all you government agencies who are listening to this program live right now, you know you're lying, and we know you're lying. And what we're saying today is not conspiracy theory. I haven't given you, we are 31 minutes into today's program. I haven't given you one bit of conspiracy theory yet. But I have given you a whole lot of information from high-level, very prestigious scientific institutes that are telling you that the idea that the vaccine should be the main strategy to fight COVID-19 needs to be re-examined.
Full reliance on vaccination as a primary strategy to mitigate COVID-19 and its adverse consequences needs to be re-examined, especially considering the Delta variant and the likelihood of future variants. Other pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions need to be put in place alongside increasing vaccination rates. Such course correction becomes paramount with emerging scientific evidence on real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. Emerging scientific evidence. I bet it's a pretty safe bet that the government of the United States is not going to follow the science, because they haven't been. The government, they do it when they feel like it, when it fits their political agenda, right? Because here's Joe Biden being asked about mandates for not only he's asked about mandates for vaccines, and he says no, can't do it.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. It's like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
So there you have Joe Biden back in January when he was President-elect Joe Biden. And he is on record having said multiple times that vaccines should not be made mandatory. Now, did Joe Biden tell the truth when he said that vaccines should not be made mandatory? No, Joe Biden lied. How do I know that? Because Joe Biden is now working to make vaccines mandatory.
No, wouldn't demand it. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated.
Oh.
That's just not what we can do.
No.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
And do you foresee that the vaccine might be mandated for any populations, perhaps for school-age children?
No. I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public. Sometimes in the health sector, like in my hospital here at NIH, you're not going to be allowed to go on the ward unless you get a flu vaccine. But you would never mandate, at least I do not think you would. I'd be pretty surprised if you mandated it for any element of the general public.
Now, as a primary care physician myself, who's had many conversations around vaccine safety with patients, I'm curious, what's our contingency plan for people who might refuse the vaccine?
Well, I mean, they have every right to refuse vaccine. I don't think you need a contingency plan. If someone...
Well, what he should...
You just heard Anthony Fauci say that every human being on Earth, especially in America, but every human being has the right to refuse the vaccination. You just heard Anthony Fauci say that. But is that how Anthony Fauci acts in his daily life? No. Anthony Fauci said that a number of months ago. He doesn't say that now.
It is said, because what they're actually doing is, well, we're going to fire them and take away their means of financial support and render them second-class citizens, restrict their travel and not let them go anywhere or do anything or participate in society. Could you imagine if you would have said that in August 2020? Because that's what they're doing.
If he refuses the vaccine in the general public, then there's nothing you can do about that. You cannot force someone.
Oh, turns out you can take away their means of financial support, render them bankrupt, homeless, and...
We told you just last week that the Navy is planning to honorably discharge anyone and everyone who is actively serving in the United States Navy. And I know that we have a lot of military who listen to these programs, and you know that what I'm saying is true. If we have military in the chat room, please feel free to comment about what I'm about to say. You just heard Anthony Fauci say that people cannot be forced to receive a vaccine. And yet, that's exactly what they're doing across the military, across the 65,000 workers that work in the Biden administration. Starting November 28th, U.S. Navy guidance will discharge all sailors who refuse to receive the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine without exemption. So, in just about 5 weeks, the U.S. Navy is going to fire everybody who refuses the vaccine. And yet, two-faced, lying, duplicitous, smarmy snake oil salesman Anthony Fauci, he said just a couple of months ago, oh, you can't force people to do it. No, but you fire them and you drive them into bankruptcy. and you take away their ability to put food on the table and feed their family. You take away their ability to pay their rent and pay their mortgage. You drive them into homelessness. But no, you can't force people to take a vaccine. Are you kidding me?
Not able to participate in society or travel freely. You can do that. That's what you're actually doing. So 180 degree turn from all of them on vaccine mandates. And now a new study from Harvard that you can find at the NIH.gov is saying other pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions need to be put in place alongside increasing vaccination rates. Such course correction becomes paramount with emerging scientific evidence on real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. The sole reliance on vaccination as a primary strategy to mitigate COVID-19 and its adverse consequences needs to be re-examined. So that's been their only course of action. It's, hey, you got to do vaccines and that's it. That's all they've been pushing.
And now what are they doing in the Biden administration? Now they're going to be forcing children as young as 5 years old to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Creepy Joe Biden issues scary warning that little kids as young as 5 years old will be forced to receive the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. If you're a parent of a little kid, your job is to protect that child. If my kids were little, I would never in a million, trillion, gazillion years allow them to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. I would fight to the death, literally, anybody who tried to stick a needle in my child's arm. Now, you might say to me, well, that's just tough talk because your kids aren't little anymore. Well, let me tell you something. When my kids were little, we refused the vaccine. All vaccines. None of my kids have been vaccinated. And my oldest daughter is about to turn 26. So if you think I'm just jumping on the COVID bandwagon, you're very much mistaken. I have been anti-vaccine for the last 25 years. I've never taken a flu vaccine. I had the flu 3 years ago. I had it really, really bad. Pine Lady is asking me, how did they attend school? Well, we got a religious exemption. There was no other way to do it. I didn't like getting a religious exemption, and there were times when the various school boards told us that they wouldn't accept a religious exemption, but I just went ahead and said, well, this is the way it's going to be, and my kids are not going to be vaccinated, and that's that. And I pushed back, and they never said anything after that. But if you're the parent of a young child, it's your duty to protect those children.
Now, we had Dr. Robert Malone on here talk about a better way to administer the vaccines, that you vaccinate the people who are most vulnerable. Then the virus becomes endemic. It becomes more contagious but less deadly. That's not the way we're going about it. The way we're going about it is vaccinating everyone, even children, and this needs to be re-examined. This is from Harvard at NIH.gov. Needs to be re-examined. Again,
I told you that we're going to follow the science today. That's something that the liberals always claim that they're doing, and that's what liberals never do. They only follow the science when it advances their agenda. They don't follow the science scientifically. Well, today, we are following the science. And the science says the idea of vaccines as the primary weapon against COVID-19 needs to be examined. Because higher vaccination rates are not translating into lower COVID rates.
That's not me saying that. That's the conclusion of a study published at NIH.gov.
That's right.
Is quite stunning. That I don't know, again, how you can be behind mandates and have this information. How could you be behind mandates and have, you know, right now the NIH has ordered a study on the effect of the vaccines on women's menstrual cycles. Apparently we don't know the effect. They've just, in Canada, they've stopped using the Moderna for males 24 and under. Can you see if there's other European countries that have stopped using Moderna for males? I'm sure there are. We're finding out stuff every day now about the vaccines. Now, as you know, I'm double vax, baby. I'm a data point in a study on people who present as long haulers, COVID long haulers, and I never had COVID.
You know, as of October 8th, I see on this one, Finland and Sweden are limiting use of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in young people over concerns about rare cardiovascular side effects. So that's the first article that came up. FYI, Jim Jan.
So there you have it. Jimmy Dore, comedian, he's telling you the truth that the government won't tell you. Jimmy Dore, the comedian, is telling you the scientific truth that Anthony Fauci refuses to tell you. Over the weekend, we reported on a young man by the name of Sean Kuhn. And Sean Kuhn was a personal trainer. He was a manager at Chick-fil-A. His parents said he was an amazing son. His friends said he was a good friend to everybody. Sean Kuhn was a great kid. And guess what? Last year, Sean Kuhn had COVID. And he breezed through it rather quickly and easily. He had no problems of any kind. This year, however, he was made to believe by the government that he could only be safe by receiving the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Now, Sean Kuhn, having had COVID last year, had antibodies against COVID-19. Sean Kuhn was completely protected from the COVID-19 virus. But they put pressure on him, and he went out and got the double jab. He went out and got vaccinated. And then within a couple of weeks, after becoming fully vaccinated, 21-year-old personal trainer Sean Kuhn, who had no pre-existing conditions of any kind, got COVID for the second time. But instead of fighting it off like he did last year before he had the vaccine, this time COVID put him in the hospital. He went in and out of the hospital for 4 weeks. He eventually, his body, his organs just stopped working. They just stopped functioning. 21-year-old personal trainer, double vaxxed, Sean Kuhn, died of COVID-19. Now, what was the difference between getting COVID in 2020 and recovering quickly and getting COVID in 2021 and dying from it? Is the difference the Delta variant? No. The difference is the Pfizer variant. Project Veritas has a great video clip, and I apologize in advance, there's a bad word, just one, but I wasn't able to edit that bad word out before program time, so you'll just have to forgive me in advance. But we're talking right now about Sean Kuhn, 21-year-old, super healthy, super fit personal trainer, assistant manager at Chick-fil-A, loved by his friends, loved by his family, easily beat COVID in 2020, dies of COVID in 2021 after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. If this program isn't raising red flags in your mind, either I'm doing a bad job or you're completely sound asleep. If this program today is not waking you up to the truth, and again, we are now 48 minutes into today's program, I haven't given you any conspiracy theory of any kind. All we're doing right now is we're following the science. I want you to listen to this clip. We're talking about Sean Kuhn, 21-year-old, super fit, no pre-existing conditions, personal trainer, beats COVID in 2020, dies of COVID in 2021 after becoming fully vaccinated with two shots. You want to hear what Pfizer says on undercover video about their own vaccine? Take a listen to this. Pfizer scientists tell you natural immunity is better, stronger, and longer lasting. Take a listen to this. Pfizer scientists, natural immunity is better. This is undercover video from Project Veritas.
Out. Deception. Propaganda. A new book by James O'Keefe. Pre-order now at AmericanMuckraker.com.
Inside a force of the actual virus, so your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
Nick Carl is an experienced biochemist at Pfizer with a history of working in the pharmaceutical industry. Nick admits to our undercover journalists that those who've had COVID have stronger immunity than those who've received the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, like not better, but more antibodies against the virus. Because what the vaccine is like I said, that protein, so that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of the virus. And not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion of the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
So I apologize for the poor audio quality, but that was undercover video. And sometimes there's a lot of background noise. But that man that was speaking is a scientist over at Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And the information that he just admitted to on undercover video, not knowing he was being recorded, that information would have saved Sean Kuhn's life. Because they don't tell you that natural immunity is better. They want you to believe that natural immunity is garbage. Your God-given immune system, they want you to believe that that is incapable of keeping you safe from COVID. Sean Kuhn's immune system, his God-given immune system, kept him safe from COVID last year. This year, his immune system was overridden by the Pfizer-BioNTech jab, and his immune system crumbled under the weight of the COVID-19 vaccine. Just as I believe that my older brother would still be alive had he not taken Anthony Fauci's AZT poison back in 1986, I believe my brother would still be alive today, or he would have died of something else. I mean, that was 33 years ago. But I believe that he would have not died of HIV/AIDS. In the early 1990s, when reports of people who were able to beat HIV/AIDS naturally first started coming out, they called those people conspiracy theorists, and they called them crackpots. And they did their very best to silence and ridicule those people. But then by the early 2000s, it became obvious that people could recover and beat HIV/AIDS naturally. And now that's something that's, it's a foregone conclusion that you can beat HIV/AIDS naturally. But the pharmaceutical business made billions and billions and billions of dollars on AZT in the meantime. Let's listen to a little bit more of this clip from Project Veritas. Pfizer scientists say that natural immunity is better.
But don't take his word for it. Two other Pfizer scientists echo the same sentiment.
So, I mean, well protected?
Yeah.
Like as much as the vaccine?
Probably more.
How so? Like how much more?
You're protected most likely for longer, since there was a natural response.
We're like bred and taught to be like vaccine is safer than actually getting COVID. You cannot like talk about this in public. If you have antibodies built up, like you should be able to prove that you have those built up.
I mean, I still feel like I work for like an evil corporation. They're trying to keep track of everyone that's been vaccinated versus the census of how many people are actually reported. Basically, our...
So, there you have undercover video from Project Veritas exposing multiple scientists at Pfizer Pharmaceuticals who, when they don't know they're being recorded, tell you that every employee at Pfizer is trained to not speak to the media, to not admit the truth about what their own science tells them. The level of deception that is happening with this COVID vaccine is catastrophic, it is demonic, and it is biblical. The entire world is being deceived into taking this vaccine. And even when you confront them with the science that proves that the vaccine doesn't do what they claim that it does, they just simply reach into their bag of tricks and continue to say crazy things. Because they know if they push back hard enough, you eventually, you'll give in. How about this article from the Daily Mail? Now, those of you who have been following, and we have a lot of listeners in Australia and New Zealand and New South Wales, and I'm very glad that our programs reach that far. But the Daily Mail did an article just a couple of days ago, just last week, why vaccinated Australians shouldn't freak out if they catch COVID and how it may be good for them in the long run. Leading epidemiologists are encouraging Australians not to freak out if they get the coronavirus after the lockdowns lift, saying that people should want to get COVID if they are fully vaccinated. Isn't it amazing how they've changed the story? Now they're telling you, if you're fully vaccinated, you should go out and catch COVID. Something they said 4 months ago was not possible. They haven't apologized. They haven't admitted that they told you something that was misinformation. Do you realize that? Do you realize that epidemiologists in Australia are now telling fully vaccinated people to go out and catch COVID because it will help your immune system? The same people 4 months ago said that you had to get vaccinated so you wouldn't catch COVID. Now they're saying that fully vaccinated people can sort of top off their immunity after getting vaccinated by catching COVID. Are these people insane? Are they crazy? Are they stupid? Or are they pushing an agenda? Four months ago, they told you that if you were fully vaccinated, you could not catch COVID. Now they say fully vaccinated people should catch COVID. Because it will make your immune system stronger. Down is up, up is down. George Orwell, in his book, 1984, he talked about something called doublethink. And doublethink was where you had to hold two conflicting ideas in your brain at the same time, and you have to accept both of them. George Orwell said, doublethink means the power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one's mind simultaneously and accepting both of them. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984. And I can't think of any greater fulfillment of that than in 2021, the same scientist who 4 months ago, 3 months ago, told you that you have to get vaccinated so you won't get COVID, the very same people, with no apology, with no admission of wrongdoing or misinformation, the very same people are now telling you, after you get double vaccinated, go out and catch COVID, and that will strengthen your immune system. At what point do people wake up? At what point do people say, stop lying to me? At what point do we push back and tell them no? Here's a woman who tried to get food at the drive-thru, and she was told something very perplexing by the person at the drive-thru window. Take a listen to this.
Hi.
You have a minute?
No, I don't.
I can give you one.
You can give me one?
I can give you one. Why do I need you to wear a mask.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
So there you have a woman attempting to get her fast food order at a drive-thru, and she reaches her hand out to grab her drink. And the guy at the window says, you can't take the drink without having a mask. I'll be happy to hand you a mask. Do you see the level of deception? Now, yes, that's funny. But it's only funny for a minute. Until you realize that that's exactly what the problem is. Yeah, we know we're lying to you, but please, no, you just got to put the mask on. Yeah, we know that there's no scientific evidence for standing 6 feet apart. Yeah, we know that, but you just have to stand 6 feet apart. Yeah, we know that there's no scientific evidence that the vaccines will stop COVID. And in fact, the science, as we've been finding out today, shows you that the more vaccinated a country goes, the higher their COVID rates go. But yeah, just take the vaccine anyway, because the vaccine will stop COVID, even though the science says that it won't stop COVID. But even though that we want you to take it so it will stop COVID, after you're fully vaccinated, if you could go out and catch COVID, that would really help your immune system. Are you kidding me? Are you for real? Is this what you want us to believe? When do we wake up? When do we realize that we're being lied to on every level? And I'm glad that the government monitors our programs. I'm glad that I can call them a liar to their face, listening in their little U.S. Cyber Command back room. This stuff should make you mad. If your employer says to you that you've got to take the COVID vaccine or you're going to get fired, you shouldn't break down in tears and start crying. You should be furious. You should be really, really, really mad. Don't let your boss threaten you with being fired. If your boss is going to fire you because you won't take the COVID vaccine, take them to court. Sue them. But whatever you do, don't lie down. Don't lie down and think that you're helpless and to think that there's nothing that you can do. That's what they're counting on. They're counting on the fact that you won't fight back, just like the Jewish people in 1935, 6, 7, 8 in Nazi Germany. And you go to YouTube and you watch some of those videos, and you'll see 10,000 Jewish people being rounded up, and there won't be more than 50 Nazi guards handling 10,000 Jewish people. Why didn't those Jews fight back? Well, part of it was Bible prophecy. I get that. But they didn't fight back because they didn't think that they could win. So they just took it. They took it as they had the yellow star put on their bodies. They took it as they were rounded up and put in places like the Warsaw Ghetto. They took it while they were jammed into cattle cars that were packed so thick with people that people actually died on the trains on the way to Auschwitz and Ravensbrück and Birkenau and Sachsenhausen. And 12 million people went to their deaths. And the vast majority of them never fought back. If your employer tells you that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be fired, you fight back. We'll pray for you, absolutely. But I'll be honest, we'll be praying that God gives you strength to stand up and be bold. Don't let your employer fire you. There is no law anywhere on the books that gives your employer the right to fire you for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. There is no law anywhere. Biden's mandate is meaningless garbage. The only laws that have any meaning are the laws that are passed by Congress and passed by the Senate. If it hasn't become a bill, if it hasn't been voted on by both houses and passed, then it's not a law. If your boss is going to fire you, you stand up and do something about it. Be respectful. Be polite. Don't be violent. Don't be angry. But you stand up and you tell your boss, no, you can't fire me for that. And if he does, you take him to court. That's what they're doing at Southwest Airlines. That's what all these thousands of pilots are doing. We told you about that last week on the podcast. At some point, people have to stand up. Take a listen to Chris Wallace helping to clean up the tarnished reputation of Anthony Fauci. I'm not going to play the whole clip for you because it's just Chris Wallace is not my favorite. If you tune into Fox News with the hopes of getting truth, well, that is a very hit and miss proposition. Take a listen to Chris Wallace talking to Anthony Fauci about the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, saying no to Biden's vaccine mandate. Take a listen to this.
Doctor, Texas Governor Greg Abbott this week issued an executive order banning any entity, whether public or private, from mandating that people get vaccines. Here he was last June when he banned vaccine passports. Take a look.
Texas is open 100%. And we want to make sure that you have the freedom to go where you want without limits.
What do you think of Governor Abbott?
Well, I'm not going to make an opining about my personal opinion of any person in office like a governor, except to say that from a public health standpoint, that is really unfortunate because we know how effective vaccines are in preventing not only illness for the individual, but for diminishing the dynamics of the infection in society.
Are you hearing what Anthony Fauci is saying? We know how effective the vaccines are. Half an hour ago, I played that clip for you from Jimmy Dore from the Harvard Institute of Health, from the National Institute of Health, from the European Journal of Epidemiology, from all these different scientific places. The more you vaccinate people, the higher the COVID rates are going to go. And here you have mealy-mouthed professional liar Chris Wallace throwing Anthony Fauci softball questions to try to make you think that you need to take a vaccine.
Data are very, very clear. It doesn't matter what I think or not think of Governor Abbott. The fact is, look at the data and look at the difference between people who get vaccinated versus people who are unvaccinated.
Yeah, look at the difference between people who get vaccinated and people who get unvaccinated. Sean Kuhn, unvaccinated, easily beats COVID. Sean Kuhn gets vaccinated, dies of COVID in 4 weeks. You betcha that there's a big difference between unvaccinated and vaccinated people. It's a huge difference.
Cases in hospitalizations and in deaths. The CDC just came out with their recent data, and the data are really striking, Chris, about the risk associated with being unvaccinated versus the protection that you get when you are vaccinated. So I would have to just, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
No, I was going to say, so unfortunately, I can understand perhaps what the governor.
Do you hear Chris Wallace? It's like he has a schoolboy crush on Anthony Fauci. It almost sounds like he's blushing when he talks. And you think Fox News is bringing you news?
...is trying to do, but I think when you're in a public health crisis, sometimes unusual situations require unusual actions. And in this case, it's things like mandating, be they masks or vaccinations. They're very important. We're not living in a vacuum as individuals. We're living in a society, and society needs to be protected. And you do that by not only protecting yourself, but by protecting the people around you by getting vaccinated.
I want to squeeze in two more questions. In a number of places, police, pilots, health workers are threatening job action if vaccine mandates are enforced. I want you to take a look at the police union official in Chicago and then the mayor of that city. Here they are.
All right. So Chris Wallace is going to play a clip about people who are trying to be forced to take a vaccine. And let's listen to what Anthony Fauci says about Americans. You remember, half an hour ago for you, I played that clip where Anthony Fauci said, nobody can be forced to take a vaccine. I want you to remember that when you hear what his response to this is going to be.
It's safe to say the city of Chicago will have a police force at 50% or less for this weekend coming up.
If those who are sworn to uphold the law act as if they're above the law, we're not going to tolerate that. That's not acceptable.
When we're talking about essential workers maybe going off the job, like half of a police force, should local officials or should corporate executives back off enforcing these mandates?
Well, Chris, I mean, I'm not comfortable with telling people what they should do under normal circumstances. But we are not in normal circumstances right now. Take the police. We know now the statistics. More police officers die of COVID than they do in other causes of death. So it doesn't make any sense to not try to protect yourself as well as the colleagues that you work with. So I think if we can get people to just think about that, think about the implications of not getting vaccinated when you're in a position where you have a responsible job and you want to protect yourself because you're needed at your job, whether you're a police officer or a pilot or any other of those kinds of occupations.
Finally, when this pandemic started, I think it's fair to say you were the generally regarded as the authority on infectious disease. But as time has gone on, you have become a polarizing figure. Critics accuse you of sending mixed messages. There's allegations that you helped fund dangerous research at the Wuhan lab. Two questions. Why do you think you've become so controversial? And honestly, do you think there's anything you have done that has contributed to that?
See, now, here we just listened to Chris Wallace do what's called a softball question. And this whole interview was geared to help to clean up Anthony Fauci's spotty, dirty, filthy reputation for being a horrific liar who funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab in China. So here you have New World Order minion Chris Wallace bowing down before Anthony Fauci, and in the easiest possible way, bringing up the legitimate allegations against Anthony Fauci, and now allowing him to control the narrative. Chris Wallace is a despicable human being.
Well, I'm not so sure I could answer the latter because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure some people will. But, you know, Chris, I have stood for always making science, data, and evidence be what we guide ourselves by. And I think people who feel differently, who have conspiracy theories, who deny reality that's looking them straight in the eye, those are people that don't particularly care for me. And that's understandable, because what I do, and I try very hard, is to be guided by the truth. And sometimes the truth becomes inconvenient for some people, so they react against me. That just is what it is. There's not much I can do about that, Chris.
Dr. Fauci, thank you.
So there you have Fox News pretending to interview Anthony Fauci, but in reality, working to advance his New World Order agenda. You should be disgusted by that. I'm disgusted by that. Colin Powell died today of COVID-19. Sean Kuhn died over the weekend of COVID-19. And it's starting to come to light that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are fully vaccinated and they are catching COVID and they are dying from COVID. Something that they said could not happen, that would not happen. And it is happening. Now, I told you months ago that you just hold on to your hat, because this is a very slippery slope. You just hold on to your hat and eventually the wheel's going to turn the other way, because they can only keep the truth suppressed for so long. And now the truth, scientific truth, is coming out. But the damage has already been done. People have already been made to be afraid. I was reading somewhere this morning that if you want to greatly brainwash somebody, you inject them with fear for 8 weeks. And then after that point, after you have made them sufficiently afraid, even after they learn the truth, even after they learn that you were lying, they will still continue to be afraid. And that's what they're counting on. Told you last week that in downtown St. Augustine, a brand new billboard went up. Really excited by this. And I hope that you're going to come to the bookstore on November 2nd for our King James Bible Night. And I hope that you're going to join us for street preaching on November 20th, next month. St. Augustine has their Knights of Lights program, and we're going to get a whole busload full of old-fashioned street preachers, and we're going to go to downtown St. Augustine. If you've ever wanted to experience first century street preaching, if you ever wanted to know what that was like, that's something that precious few churches do today, even fundamental Baptist churches. There's not a fundamental Baptist church anywhere in Jacksonville or St. Augustine that does old-fashioned street preaching. But Now the End Begins does old-fashioned street preaching, and we've been doing it since 2012. And we have on November 20th, if you want to get involved, send me an email, info@nowtheendbegins.com. Let me know that you're coming so we can make preparations. We already have about a dozen people who said that they want to come. And if you want to experience first century street preaching, well, we invite you to come out with us, where we're going to attempt to hand out 5,000 gospel tracts in a single night. And we invite you to come and be a part of that. You know, today we're talking about Colin Powell, talking about Sean Kuhn, Anthony Fauci, Chris Wallace. We're talking about the lies around the COVID-19 vaccine. We're talking about mass deception. But I want you to remember one thing, that as Bible-believing Christians, we are called to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that God's house may be full. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is to preach and teach the gospel of the grace of God. So I want you to prayerfully consider supporting our free Bible and gospel tract program. This month, October, we are on track to be sending out over 2,200 King James Bibles around the world. In the month, you've heard that right. In the month of October, we are on track for a minimum of 2,200 King James Bibles that we are sending out around the world just this month. Now, that's an expensive proposition. That costs thousands of dollars to do that. And we can't do it without your help. So please pray for us and pray about supporting our ministry. We're not building mansions. We're not driving fancy cars. We're trying to get as many King James Bibles out and into the hands of people who need them while there is still time to do it. 2,200 King James Bibles going out this month alone. And it's all because of your prayers, and it's because you give to this ministry. Couldn't do it without you. Wouldn't even want to try. But together, God is using all of us to do amazing, amazing things. So please, if you can come to our King James Bible Night, November 2nd, at the NTEB Bookstore. That's a free event. And we're going to have an original 1611 King James Bible. We're going to have a presentation by Brother Michael Whalen. And you're going to get to see an original first edition 1611 King James Bible in great condition. And everybody who comes to the bookstore is going to get a really special, really awesome free gift. And when you see what this free gift is, you're going to be really glad that you came to the bookstore. So please mark your calendars, November 2nd, 6:30 in the evening. Come to the NTEB Bible Believers Bookstore and see for yourself an original 1611 King James Holy Bible. This is where we stand at the front lines of the end times. We are waiting for Flight 777 on Titus 213 Airlines. And while we wait, we need to be busy about our Father's business. We need to be busy about the things of the kingdom of God. We need to be busy putting King James Bibles into the hands of people who need them but can't afford them. People like missionaries, pastors overseas, people, individuals across America and around the world. We support pastors in the Philippines. We support pastors in Vietnam. We support street preachers. And it's only possible because you support this ministry. So please pray for us and pray about donating and supporting Now the End Begins so that we can continue to do these amazing things that God has called us to do and even do more than that. I would love to see us do even more. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I want to thank you for being part of this program. And remember, only one life, 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and Lord willing, we'll see you back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another edition of the Rightly Dividing King James Bible Study. Thank you so much for being part of this broadcast.
We've been fighting a long time, and we've all lost so very much, so many loved ones gone. But you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
The war is real, the battle is hot, and the time is short. To the fight! To the fight. Come join us.
The preachers are
are weary, the singers are tired, the church as we know it is losing its fire, and some are discouraged from bearing the load, but we must determine to keep pressing on, cause it's just one more soul were to walk down the aisle. It would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all, every breath used, just one more soul. So preachers keep preaching, and singers go sing, and laymen keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. Cause it's just